Kansas City's health levy is a property tax that brings in about $50 million annually, with about $15 million of that coming from a temporary levy passed by voters in 2005. The money goes to Truman Medical Center, a main hospital for low-income residents, city ambulance services, and health clinics that provide care to thousands of low-income residents. One such place is Swope Health Services. Stephen Robinson's here at Swope's main center on Blue Parkway, waiting for an appointment in the dental clinic.
My teeth got to bother me.
He says he doesn't have any dental coverage and hopes to finally have some work done.
Get a teeth pull and talk about some help of getting my dentures in.
When was the last time you were at the dentist?
Maybe about 7 years ago.
We have about nine dentists in there. We see about 90% uninsured dental patients.
Dave Barber is head of Swope. He says demand for medical care has gone up in recent years. Factors include the economy, people postponing care until their situation worsens, and changes in Medicaid, the state's public insurance program for the poor and disabled. So he and other health leaders say the funds from the health levy are essential for supporting the work they do.
And what we're seeing, quite honestly, is even that's not enough. We're still seeing an increase in the number of those patients who need services.
The temporary levy expires next year, and proponents want it extended for another 9 years. They've been taking that message to City Hall lately. One of their biggest advocates is Councilman Ed Ford, who sits on the city's health commission.
We have in Kansas City about a sixth of our population that's uninsured without health insurance. And over the last 9 years, our safety net providers have provided 45,000 Kansas Cityans with health care services. So it's very, very needed.
Ford says one complicating aspect of the discussion that wasn't present in 2005 when the temporary levy first passed is the federal health law. The Supreme Court upheld it this spring. More people are expected to gain private coverage as a result, starting next year. But Ford and others say the transition is complicated, it's going to take a while, and it's full of uncertainty.
One of the things the Supreme Court did was decide that the states had the right to refuse to participate in the Medicaid. And that's a game changer right there.
Ford doesn't know whether or not Missouri will expand its Medicaid eligibility, a now optional provision of the federal law. That would provide a lot more funding through the state for health care for low-income people. There hasn't been much support, though, from key lawmakers.
At this point, it's hard to be optimistic.
So then why not wait until, why take this up now? Why not then wait until you know what's going on with the legislature?
What we believe is that the Medicaid expansion will cover about one-third of the uninsured that the safety net providers are currently providing services for. So we'll still have the majority of citizens who are uninsured will remain uninsured, and again, because of the Medicaid reimbursement rate. If all a hospital or a clinic has is Medicaid, they won't be able to keep their doors open longer.
A mayor-appointed commission that reviewed all of the city's revenue needs last year also weighed in on the health levy. They heard from the city manager, who raised concerns about whether the city should be taking on health care, as opposed to infrastructure and other city priorities. Tim Crystal was a member of the group. He's also a former board member of a Northland clinic that gets health levy funds. He said proponents laid out a compelling case for a renewal, and the commission backed it, but they never addressed a time frame of more than 4 years.
The testimony that we received was that Obamacare would be picking up the main impetus of the cost within a year or two of now, actually, and that the health levy was probably going to need some kind of a bridge to get it to when Obamacare would really be in full swing. And so our thinking at the time was that we needed at least a couple of years, and so we opted to go for 4 years, which is what they requested.
Crystal says the group's recommendations happened before the Supreme Court ruled on the law and made a Medicaid expansion optional. So he says a four-year recommendation is kind of outdated. One other member I spoke with thinks a 9-year renewal is still too long, but the city council appears to be on board. Last week, the finance committee unanimously moved the proposed renewal to the full council. Members say they don't want to risk letting the levy expire and then creating gaps short-term and long-term in ambulance and other important health services. The full council is now slated to take up the renewal this afternoon. If approved, residents will be asked again, like they were years ago when the temporary levy was first put to a vote, whether or not to help fund health care in Kansas City. Alana Gordon, KCUR News.